Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. Well, it was just a year ago that Cindy was attending World Dairy Expo and interviewed Mark Gale with Charleston Orwig, and that started a series of podcasts over the last year with the leadership at various advertising and public relations agencies. So a year later, I was attending World Dairy Expo along with Cindy this year and had the opportunity to visit with Brittany Unterweger. She is with Charleston Orwig. So this program is going to be a conversation to learn a little bit about what's new with the agency since we spoke last. First of all, tell me what you do for the agency.
I am an account supervisor, and I oversee several businesses, including Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition, Novartis Animal Health, their cattle, and their swine businesses. That's among my current experience, but lots of other ag account experience in the past.
Well, it was just a year ago that Cindy was here talking with Mark about Charleston Orwig. That kind of started a whole series of interviews for our podcast. Maybe it would be good to just give a little bit of a review first here of your relationship with this dairy industry, because you know, you've got your own suite here in the Coliseum where the show ring is, and shows real involvement with some of these companies.
Sure. It's definitely been a very busy week between the multiple clients we have here. There's about 10 different accounts that we represent, including, like I noted, Arm & Hammer and Novartis, but there's DBA and DCRC and Pfizer Genetics. I could go on, Bomatic, and so on and so forth. So we really want to make sure that the clients have as best experience at the trade show, as much customer and prospect interaction as possible. So we assist with everything from the pre-event planning and on-site meetings and post-show follow-up, which definitely keeps us all very busy. And it's been a pretty good show this year, and busy as usual. So some of the focus beyond just the dairy industry that we have, though, includes really more of the overall food systems. So what I mean by that is from farm to plate, from producer to consumer. So helping kind of bridge that gap and narrow that focus a little bit, because if you look at some of the statistics, only about 2% of the United States is directly involved in agriculture in some way. So when you look at the other 98% without nearly as much involvement and understanding, we really have to close that gap and the disconnect between what happens to get food on your table and what it means to really feed the world.
Well, one of the ways that I know you're involved in that is working with Mark Gale on the AgChat Foundation board, which is, essentially a volunteer effort to help farmers learn to use social media tools to try to connect consumers with where their food comes from. I see that as a worthwhile effort to invest some time and effort into. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We've been really involved with Ag Chat and Food Chat since its inception. Every Tuesday night, there's an Ag Chat that goes on for about 2 hours, and that really involves primarily agriculture, but there's also Food Chat, which is the third Tuesday of the month, and that we really try and engage more consumers in that discussion and help the education process come along and really have a dialogue. That's where most things really need to begin, is with a discussion. And you can't, you know, have an infighting. You can't say, well, this is what we do and this is how we do it and we're not going to change. You have to go beyond just the science and the research and bring into that emotional purpose, the emotional reasoning behind that, to really, again, help bridge the gap and reduce that disconnect.
Well, let's look at Charleston Orwig here. In this last year, what are some of the things that you would maybe point to in terms of continuing development of the business and your business?
Sure. Well, one of the, I guess, internal shifts that we've made is moving beyond just agriculture. So, and that's when I say food systems, that's what I mean by that. So we want to look at the food system as a much more holistic entity beyond just the production and crop side of things. So our clients reflect that. So within our reputation management business, we have more of the, you know, farm to plate. That's where the plate comes into effect. And Smithfield is an example of that account. And one of the ways that we've done that, beyond just the Ag Chat and Food Chat initiatives, is through a recent thought leadership event that we hosted. We had an outside speaker come in that's been working quite a bit on the educational side to, again, bridge that gap. It's with it was in conjunction with the United States Farmers and Ranchers Association. So what he presented was some information on what we say and how that's interpreted. So we may lead with one, you know, more of a technological, research-oriented fact and phrase, but what does that actually mean? And how should we be repositioning what we're saying with that messaging so it better resonates with the consumer? So that's, again, where that food system comes into place. So beyond, you know, some of the thought leadership events we've been having, interactive has really been a big push. Over the last few years, obviously, interactive has been a much bigger initiative, and that's been integrated within our services as well. So everything from, you know, app development, iPad apps that our clients can use with their customers and prospects, to our blog, which is fieldassignment.com, and engaging, you know, engaging both clients, prospects, and recruitment efforts that way. And then everything else in between. So websites and, like I said, app development. So really making sure that the full service is available there to be able to make touch points at multiple different places.
So are you now really comfortable with your Twitter identity, for example?
Well, I must admit that I am probably more of a Twitter voyeur than a Twitter participant, but I find Twitter so incredibly useful from an informational standpoint. Being able to find breaking news and pass that news along, it's a great way to connect with clients, with client prospects as well, and better understand their audiences too, because there's actually a pretty large following or usage amongst the ag community with Twitter.
I think people are somewhat surprised by that. To me, it makes a lot of sense when you consider the time and types of activities that a farmer might engage in where he's got some time. That could be, you know, in a combine, the truck, doing some travel. It's something you can do on your smartphone, you know.
Absolutely. The smartphone has really helped that come along. I mean, they can do it on their time, on their schedule, and really be able to connect with people when they may be alone, like you said, in the combine or in the barns. But they still have that connection and can update and keep people posted on what's going on farm and in their industries.
Well, kind of look ahead, if you would, a little bit, and, you know, maybe short term here. What do you see for the future? What's kind of your vision of Charleston Orwig down the road?
Sure. Well, I'm really excited to have this, I guess, more holistic approach with the food system in general, so that we can help our clients see the bigger picture and focus on just beyond their immediate audience, but some of their indirect audiences as well, which, again, is really going to just strengthen the agricultural industry, strengthen the food production industry, and make that a much more streamlined process in between. So moving forward, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We've been growing quite a bit. Our client list is growing quite a bit. And it's really an exciting time at Charleston Orwig.
What would be the kind of like the one thing that you would want people to think of when they think of Charleston Orwig?
Well, when you think of Charleston Orwig, you can actually think of it in multiple ways. You can think of creating demand, reputation management, integrating marketing solutions. So we want to be able to deliver what the client needs, what they want beyond what they think their needs are, to really help sustain their business and grow their businesses.
Right. Well, that is a great look at the agency. I really thank Charleston Orwig for your support of what we're doing here at World Dairy Expo on our Dairy Industry News website. That's Brittany Unterweger, and we've been talking about Charleston Orwig here at World Dairy Expo.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Make You Happy by the Milkmen. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Thank you.
'cause I want to make you happy. Every time I open my mouth, I want to make you happy. I said some things before that I did not mean to say. We'll leave that in a pause now and look ahead to our future. I want to make you happy for the rest of your days. Every day I spend with you, I want to put a smile on your face. Girl, I want to make you so happy. Happy, into your eyes and see you happy. Look into your heart and feel it beat as fast as mine when I see you. Breathe the air you breathe when you take a big deep breath. Up every day together. I want to make you happy for the rest of your days. Every day I spend with you, I want to put a smile on your face. Girl, I want to make you so happy. Happy, I want to make you happy for the rest of your days. Every day I spend with you, I want to put a smile on your face. Girl, I want to make you so happy. Happy, yeah, yeah. So, oh, yeah, shots away. Shots away, shots away, shots away, na na, shots away, yeah.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.